أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 44 to ayah number 46 of Surah Taha. The discussion, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, together with him his brother Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wa salam, to go to Fir'aun. To go to Fir'aun, innahu tagha, for certainly he has exceeded all bounds, all limitations. He's become arrogant. Ana rabbukum al-a'la was his slogan, that I am the highest sustainer. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants nubuwat to these two brothers, Sayyiduna Musa and Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam. And the mission, number one, is to invite them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And of course, there is another mission that Allah Rabbul Izzat discusses later in these verses. However, Allah Ta'ala says, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you are going to go to him, you are obviously going to invite, and that invitation is going to be by way of words. And what kind and how should those words be? And look at how explicit Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala instructs them, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, and speak to him in a gentle manner. In other words, he may have done what he has done, he may have claimed what he has claimed, the atrocities, if we can think about it, that there were thousands of Israelis, thousands from the tribe and the people of Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhimus salatu wassalam, has been killed, little children in the narrations it come, women that were pregnant, they aborted those children, little children were trampled upon, and all of that. But yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when Allah commands Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam for the noble work of the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will be put aside. Now your relationship is not with the person you're speaking with only, but your relationship is greater to Allah Rabbul Izzat, because you are inviting him towards Allah, and you will speak in the way and in the manner that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants you to speak, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants you to speak layyina, Allah wants you to speak gently. The second part of the ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes two great objectives of da'wat. One objective, لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ, that perhaps he will take heed. And secondly, أَوْ يَخْشَى, or he will fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, if you speak in a manner, and this should be the objective, that whoever we invite, we speak in words of deen, we should speak in a manner so that that person can now reflect. It goes to the heart. And this is the important aspect. We're not going to speak to somebody else to satisfy our desires. We're going to speak to somebody else to satisfy Allah. And we are not going to speak to them to make them hear with their ears. But we want those words to penetrate into the heart. And this is the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed it. That now they begin to reflect, O Yakhsha, and then in their hearts, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in. In Surah An-Nahl, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands the same theme, اُذْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Here Allah speaks about the tone in Surah Taha. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kind of words, that they have to be words of wisdom, they have to be words of advice for somebody to take heed and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not about venting our own feelings, It is not about venting our own emotions, but it is about bringing to them the word of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that this is the hukam and the command of Allah. We will remember that incident of that pious personality when somebody spoke to him very, very harshly. The response was, I am not worse than Fir'aun, and you are not better than Musa and Harun, alayhimus salatu wassalam. And who can be better than Musa and Harun, alayhimus salatu wassalam? Musa and Harun, alayhimus salatu wassalam's response, qala, both of them said, Rabbana innana nakhafu. O Allah, certainly we have fear. What is the fear? Ay yafruta alayna. The first fear is that he will rebel against us. In other words, even before we finish our speech, he will become rebellious, and alternatively, he will become arrogant after we have finished. The fear, what was the fear? That perhaps, O Allah, he'll become more blasphemous against you, he will speak more ill and evil against you, and that is actually our fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَا. Allah Ta'ala says, both of you, do not fear. Innani ma'akuma. Certainly I am with both of you. In other words, my help, my nusrat will always be with the two of you. Asma'u wa ara. I hear, I listen to what you are going to say. I will hear and I will listen to his response. Wa ara. And I will also see. In other words, I behold you. I will look towards the two of you, and in other words, under my full supervision, both of you are going to go. Know that I am with you, know that I hear your speech, I hear his speech, I see you and I see him. And in this way, my nusrat and my help will always be there. And from there, the other very important lesson that we learn is that when we are doing the work of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we are sincere in what we are doing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah's help will always come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always behold. Allah's glance of rahmah will always be towards us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always take care. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.